The Baltimore Sports Free For All.
On Sunday, April 3rd, 2016, which will actually be this Sunday as of this recording of the podcast, WrestleMania 32 will be taking place at the AT&T Center in Dallas, Texas.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. It doesn't have a number this year.
It doesn't have a number this year?
No, it just says just straight up WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, on the thing, on the logo.
And it just has like the little the Lone Star, the cowboy sign that says, yes, this is going to be at AT&T Stadium, you know, Jerryland.
Yep,
that and is they're going to try to break the attendance record that they set at the Pontiac Silverdome.
Yeah, see, I was having a Hulk Hogan moment there. I should have said AT&T Stadium and not AT&T Center or Silverdome for that matter.
Wait, is it AT&T? Did I say AT&T Stadium?
It is AT&T Stadium. I said AT&T Center.
Oh, I thought yeah. I said Center. Okay, never mind.
Nope. Okay. There you go.
My fault. Now we're getting all crossed up and our stars crossed and everything like that. But
Silverdome, Superdome, same thing.
All right, well, yeah. Well, he just got some quite a bit of cash here recently, Mr.
And
Hogan.
And he can invest in his own Superdome.
And he just pretty much destroyed 6 websites.
Yeah, that
so
is
so there's
true.
That. There's that as well. But, yes, the showcase of the immortals, like one, you know, your most popular superstar. Wait, he's not going to be there.
Who's that?
That's John Cena.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, you know what, though? The great thing about WrestleMania 32 is that you have a whole bevy of superstars. Remember last year at WrestleMania 31, Randy Orton had that big RKO. Maybe he'll have one this year.
Nope.
Okay, maybe. What about that guy? What about that guy that had the big swing at the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania 30? Cesaro, he'll be there, right?
No, that was 2 years ago, and no.
What about the GOAT, Daniel Bryan, who won titles in back-to-back WrestleManias? Is he going to be there?
He's retired.
What about the guy that cashed in last year at the main event of WrestleMania 31, Seth Rollins? He has to be there, right?
He suffered an ACL injury.
God. So who's there?
Well, there's Eva Marie.
No, what?
Yeah,
no.
I'm trying to think about this one because they cannot be this tone deaf. You have it to where you want to reveal this big reveal of who's going to be the fifth person on the good side of the Diva. Like tag whatever they're gonna have, but who's gonna be the fifth person? Oh, is it an NXT call up? No. Well, actually it is.
Technically,
even though she was on the roster before. But yes, it is a face, Eva Marie.
Yeah, no.
Being revealed in Brooklyn.
And on Team Bella, no less. Actually, excuse me, Team Total Divas is what they're known as.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. It's like, could you pimp a show? And you know what's so bad is that this match is going to be on the pre-show, which means not only will it be on the network, it'll be on YouTube. Okay, so that's how little your match is elevated on the WWE
at
scale
least,
of things.
At least it's on the pre-show.
At least it's on the
it's
pre-show.
It's on the pre-show. So I'll take that. This is just says, hey, all you divas that are kind of not the three that are in the triple threat match that pretty much nobody cares about right now, yeah, we can say you still were at the event. So there you go.
I mean, even Paige and Natalya and
Emma
and Tamina and Lana, they all deserve better. I would think so.
I'm not so sure about Lana because she's
the next Sable.
Well, what has she done in the? I'd like to see what she actually can do in the ring. That's something that I need to be able to see.
That is very true.
Of course, then again, like I said, Trish Stratus, she was not very good at first, and then all of a sudden has become an icon
and one of the greatest women wrestlers of all time.
There you go, and got stood up by John Morrison at one. What was that? WrestleMania 27?
I believe it was WrestleMania 27. Yes, you are correct. Yeah.
All right, so.
Talk about the build-up here.
Okay, that match is, what kind of build-up? We're really, really scraping the bottom of the barrel here when it comes to build-up and things that are going on right now. But,
and you know what's weird? We never thought we would say that about a WrestleMania because at least for the last couple years, it just seems like Vince McMahon and company, this is the one event that they just seem to pride themselves around and say, okay, we're going to have solid matches, you know, hour in and hour out, where I'm looking at the card right now. I can barely count on one hand how many good matches there are on this card.
Well, there's that, and they probably had a bunch of different appearances planned, and a lot of things just did not happen. We just mentioned all those guys that got hurt and injured or are now retired.
Could have played a huge part in WrestleMania.
We could have seen Sting versus The Undertaker this WrestleMania, considering the fact that they both live in Texas, and that could have been, you know, prime example for these two to face off on the biggest stage that any of them have ever competed on. That would have been big because it is still the number one requested match on anybody's list is Sting versus The Undertaker. Yes, it's two guys that are older than my dad and well into their 50s are going to be squaring off against each other. Who cares? It's the two of them going at it. And even though he got injured in that match against Seth Rollins, the guy can still – Sting was still pretty good in that match.
Yeah.
People forget about that because that guy was taking a table spot. He was flying off the top rope. He was doing drop kicks and everything like that. For all intents and purposes, he was in phenomenal shape, and it was just taking the buckle bomb and then whiplashing his neck. Are they retirement rumors or are they not? He's actually refuted those in an interview with Matt Fowler on IGN, so that could be something to look forward to this Saturday. Is he actually going to announce the retirement, or is he going to just say, renounce the rumors, and I still got one more dream left in me?
All right, real quick, the Hall of Fame class, how do you like it other than Sting?
Well, yeah, that's the big one, and the fact that he's getting...
The Fabulous Freebirds.
He's getting inducted by Ric Flair, which is great. The Fabulous Freebirds, the Godfather.
Yep, the
Godfather. Not being inducted as Papa Shango.
Jacqueline, a Texas native, and probably one of the best women wrestlers of all time, too.
Snoop Dogg?
Yep, celebrity inductee.
I know, it's a celebrity inductee.
Stan Hansen, big Japan legend right there, and from Texas as well. JBL likes him. So, I actually like the Hall of Fame class this year. I think WWE did a fantastic job with the Hall of Fame class that was given to them. My only big question is, they could not have gotten Kevin Von Erich to induct the Freebirds, because that was a big rivalry in Texas. But then again, in the New Day, they are the last to use the Freebird role in tag team titles. So, yeah, you do have that. But other than that, it's a good class.
Yes, the class is pretty good. Going back to what could have been with 32, because I want to talk about that for a little bit.
Four pre-show matches.
The four pre-show matches, indeed. What could have been with 32 is that you had a bunch of celebrity appearances that were lined up. You could have actually had a match with this woman, but she got infamously knocked out by Holly Holm and has now got to resurrect her career, and that's one Ronda Rousey.
Yep, and she has an upcoming title match coming up against Misha Tate, which I disagree with, but then again, that's not for me to say.
I believe you were going to have Hulk Hogan at this event.
Possibly.
We all know what happened in the summertime with him and how he was pretty much disenfranchised by the WWE because of his racist comments on said sex tape that he since sued Gawker for.
Yeah.
Then let me see what else we got here.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Those rumors always pop up too.
Well, yeah, you wanted to always have him and The Rock, but it could have been The Rock versus Triple H.
Remember him for what he was, not right now. For what he was back then, for those 6 years he was in the Attitude Era and the Ruthless Aggression Era. You just want to remember Steve Austin for those moments.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the drag of 50-something-year-old Steve Austin into a match. He's done everything.
No, I was talking about The Rock versus Triple H.
Rock
because,
versus Triple H,
because
yes.
They were kind of building that up from last year, because when it comes to The Rock, you build him up a year ahead of time at WrestleMania, but it seems like that's not going to be happening now because Triple H is now in the main event that nobody really cares for.
Okay. Now, speaking of matches that nobody will probably care for, the four pre-show matches, I'm going to give you a 1 out of 5-star rating, and I want you to predict to me. We won't do match predictions, but I want you to tell me, by your rating prediction, between 1 and 5, what the match rating will be. Okay. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, 1 out of 5. What will you say?
I'll say 2.
2.
I don't really see anybody. If you had a Wyatt in there, I would go, okay, I'm cool with that. But
yeah.
No, I'm just going with 2. There's not a single person on that list that I would actually want to see win that.
And if you want to do a half star, you can do that too. All right, add a half star. The Usos versus the Dudley Boys.
I'm gonna go with that as also. I'm gonna go 2.5 above it, just because.
Think a table will be involved?
It just seemed like that feud was kind of forced.
Yeah. And they probably should have had a 4-way tag title match, of course. That's neither here or there. All right, Total Divas.
1.
1. Not even a half star, just a 1.
Unless the workers in that match are going to be Paige, Emma, and
Tamina,
and Natalia. If those four go at it, and the others just sit back and just watch, yeah, okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, Kalisto versus Ryback for the U.S. title.
Well, that one, Kalisto's been putting on some pretty decent matches as a U.S. champion. I'm going to go with
a decent build.
I'm going to go with a 3, and I kind of disagree with the build a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because I thought Ryback had a weird, weird heel turn. He's kind of like a tweener or something else that's going to be going on, but it kind of makes me feel, I don't know, I just can't get excited for Ryback anymore.
Okay, now let's get to the main card. You have AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho, number 4, I think this is, their 4th match. So how do you think this is going to
turn? That's going to be a 5.
You think it'll be a 5-star match?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think this is the last of their match?
Yes.
It'll be the final one?
It buries it.
Is this Chris Jericho's last WrestleMania?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
Dude, the guy's still like in his early 40s?
Actually, he'll be 46.
Okay, so he's still within his 40s and can stay within his 50s. No, it's not going to be his last WrestleMania.
Okay. Now we move on to the 7-man Intercontinental title ladder match here. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, Ryder, Sin Cara, The Miz, Stardust, Kevin Owens, the defending champ. Who wins this match?
Well, the first two names you could have mentioned, that could have been it.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And it would have been a 5-star match.
Yeah. And I think it still will be like a 4-star match.
Maybe 4.5.
It's just Zayn versus Owens.
So who ends up being champ?
I'm going to go possibly Zayn. You want to actually propel him because people have been saying he's the next Daniel Bryan.
I think it's going to be Owens and he loses the title the next night to Zayn. They have not had a defending champion go out of WrestleMania with the title. So I think it'll be Owens. And I think it'll be 4-star. All right, the New Day versus the League of Nations. By the way, this match is a 3-on-4 handicap match, not for the tag team titles. What is your scale? Who wins?
I'm going to go New Day.
New Day, and what star rating would you say?
I'll give that one a 3.
Give it a 3?
And
okay.
Mainly because of the 3 in the New Day.
Okay, now we move on to a triple threat match for the WWE Divas Championship.
That's a 5.
Charlotte, the defending champ, against Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks.
That's a 5.
Who wins?
And you want to talk about with build-up, that's going to be Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks? Okay.
And the way that she's been like talking about hyping her entrance and everything else that's been going on, and this has kind of been hyped up since the summertime when all three of them were called up at the same time on the main roster, and they had that weird, weird revolution and everything that was going on. It was kind of, you know, stupid in the way they booked it wrong and everything else that's been going on, but over the last couple of months, it's been a lot better. And now you have it to where it's Charlotte the heel who's going in as a champion, Becky Lynch who's white hot as a face going in, and of course Sasha Banks who's
the superstar of the bunch.
Who is the big superstar of the bunch and could actually win a title. That's got to suck though. Becky Lynch gets called up to the main roster without ever winning an NXT, the title.
That's
right. And now she gets called up again. You think she would get it? Nope, it's going to be Sasha Banks again.
Maybe she's the Dean Ambrose of the crew, and she'll get her moment when the time is right.
And I think you could actually build her as like a top face in the company for a women as well, because I think she's got it.
Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar, no holds barred street fight.
I believe that's going to be a 4 if he ends up getting bloody as he was in CZW as Dean Ambrose was. That could also be bumped up to a 5.
Yeah, we saw that video beforehand. It was, I would say it was not suitable for children. The PG era would not approve of that whatsoever.
Well, if he becomes a bloody mess in this match and, you know, all of a sudden he takes the beating of his life and Brock Lesnar actually shows mercy to him, then I think that's actually how you could, you know, really put the guy over as the most indestructible face you got.
Now, you agree with the sentiment that Brock Lesnar will probably win that match since he didn't win last year.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay. Now we move on to a match that has become pretty well regular for a WrestleMania, an Undertaker match. Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell, his own domain, his own match, fighting against Shane McMahon for the control of Monday Night Raw. Okay. I will say this. When I first heard that match, I was thinking to myself, nah, I'd like you, Shane, but no. But I'll tell you this. After the last several weeks, Ray, of the buildup, I will say that I am looking forward to this match.
And he actually removed part of his shirt on Monday Night Raw to go home Raw. And that dude is ripped.
Oh, yeah. And he takes Muay Thai classes. So, I mean, yeah, most people that do usually end up pretty physically
And Shane McMahon's matches have been historically violent too and have just been really, really good.
Death-defying.
So with that, does he leap off the giant scoreboard?
No, he doesn't. So who wins the match?
Well,
I'm going to say Shane.
Even though it could be Undertaker's final. Well, here's the thing. That stipulation.
It is in Texas.
That stipulation is kind of null and void because if Shane McMahon actually takes over leader of Raw, he'd be like, nah, I'll reinstate you. You'll still wrestle here, Mr.
And then
Undertaker.
He'll get chokeslammed for his troubles.
Of course of that. But I can't help but think there's going to be some type of outside interference in this match.
Bullet Club?
Could either be a Bullet Club.
Bray Wyatt?
Nah.
He's not on the card.
He's got a back injury, too.
That's very true.
He may be involved in the Ambrose-Lesnar feud, but it could be either A, Bullet Club, or it could be B, since he refuted the rumors, the Stinger.
Okay.
And they set up big match between the two of them for a whole year. They now, both trained for it.
Now, your main event for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, Triple H, the defending champion against Roman Reigns, your supposed main event match that probably doesn't live up to the caliber of the previous two matches. Who wins? How do you see it turning out?
It's got to be something that is just going to be jaw-dropping to happen in order to save this.
You're just going to leave it at that?
I'm just going to leave it at that. Bullet Club, that could also be up in the air.
Roman Reigns heel turn? Somehow, some way?
Just figuring out how he could actually do that.
I don't know.
I mean, he wins, and then you hear 100,000 people booing him in unison?
Possibly.
That's pretty much an automatic heel turn.
Yeah, that is very true.
Whether you like it or not, Vinny McMahon.